Let's start the show. It's a Pickle Power Podcast show. Let's go to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Pickle Pirate Podcast. I'm Pickle Pirate.
And I'm Dr. Deej.
And today on the show, we have a clash of motherfucking titans.
Gah!
First, King Kong happened this weekend, and I got to go to a movie theater. And I'm excited. So yeah, we got that to talk about. We got some movie news. But before we get to that, we got our first voicemail on the Pickle Pirate Podcast. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we got our first voicemail.
All right.
I hope it's got like good insight and like some good feedback here, things we could really use to make the podcast better.
Because that's what we need here. This is exactly what we're asking our folks to do. Like, give us the insight. Tell us what you like.
Yeah, tell us what's going on, what you like, what we can, yeah. So, yeah, let's play the voicemail right here.
Yes!
Hi, we'd like to submit some feedback to the Pickle Pirate Podcast. We just wanted to say Dr. Deej is the better host by far. This Pickle Pirate character, he's just not fun or entertaining in any way. I think the show would be a lot better if you took him off. What do you think?
I've never listened to it, so I'll go for whatever you say, I guess.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Dr. Deej podcast, because apparently I just got fired from my own fucking podcast.
Wow. Well, yeah. So... sorry, man.
Well, I mean, you're killing it. So I guess we just got to take the good with the bad.
And I mean, that one girl didn't even listen to the podcast and she agreed.
I mean, if you had a guy just walk up to you and he was like, hey, my name's Pickle Pirate, and you were a girl, you'd probably be running the other way.
Bloosh. No, no. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, there was they were firing splooshes at me with guns, like pop a cap and Pickle Pirate's ass.
I'm sorry to say, but I refuse to take over the podcast because I sure as shit don't know what to do. So I'm gonna keep you with me. I'm reinstating Pickle Pirate into the Pickle Pirate Podcast.
Wow. So
you're hired. You're back. It's okay. This is good.
I can only go up from here. I mean,
I'm just saying, thank you very much for the voicemail. That was, cheers.
Yeah, it was great for you. It's great for you.
I mean, I don't even do anything except for get drunk on this fucking thing.
But yeah, you're killing it. That's what the people want. So maybe I got to start drinking during the podcast.
I mean, you know, 33-year-old stepdad just getting hammered. That's what I do in my life right now. Who knows? Thank you out there. So, well, I'm glad you're back. That was a long hiatus, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the voicemail. We really do appreciate that shit. Let's get into the podcast.
Seriously, no, keep them coming. If anyone else wants to throw in some voicemails, that would be great. That'd be good.
So. Yeah, honestly, I think they're funnier when they make fun of us. So yeah, just make fun of us.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
That's what I got to tell myself now that I've been made fun of.
So yeah, well, it's Sunday. It's Zombie Jesus Day. Happy Zombie Jesus Day to you.
Oh yeah, that's right. Thanks for joining us on Easter Sunday. I'm going to resurrect myself after this voicemail from being down in the dumps.
I hope you all collected a bunch of chocolate eggs from Zombie Jesus. And yeah, hope that worked out for you all. Because F this holiday.
Yeah, it's like, my mom was like asking me, she's like, did you make a ham? Or like, did you do anything? I'm like, bro, I got to live by myself with a dog. Like, I don't go to church. Like, I don't fucking care about Easter. Like, I don't know.
My big thing is, when did we start giving presents on Easter? So, as you know, I have a, stepson, and we have to give presents on Easter. That's a big thing that I'm very, very confused about. Although I thought about that, and then I realized my great-grandmother used to give me a Voltron set every year when I was a kid. And me and my brothers used to be like, oh, we're getting another fucking Voltron set. And now I'm like, where the fuck are those Voltron sets so I can retire?
Yeah. You must have had a bunch of Voltron sets.
We had way too many at my house. Like, literally, we had, like, think about Easter for however many years. You got a Voltron set every year. I don't know where she even found those or why she even gave us every year, but...
Toys R Us. One of those things, I'm like,
yeah, I wish I just kept them, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I rebuilt a deck, and I didn't even eat ham. I ate a steak today.
Ooh, even better. Shit. That's what's up. Get that steak. Yep.
Bought a new grill. Sure did.
Doing adult things. I just put together my bat wing. I won gambling, like I talked about last week. Took me like 2 days.
Excited. Yeah, I know. That thing looks so fucking cool. Like, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm never going to get laid again, so I hope it looks cool.
You kidding me? There's going to be that person out there, and I've told you this many episodes ago. They're going to see that Batwing. Skbloosh.
Is this that pickle pirate guy from before on the sidewalk? Pow, pow, sploosh, sploosh, sploosh. All right, let's get into the show here for real. Before we start the show, let's roll our ad.
Roll the ads.
Roll it. Okay, so this week, an exciting movie news before we get to the new movie, and finally a new big movie. And just, I got a couple interesting tidbits this week. Nothing too exciting, but... So they released the whole cast for the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
I saw that.
Looking badass. But there's no Jar Jar Binks listed.
There is no Jar Jar Binks in this episode, or they're just hiding it from us. But no, I don't. I'm pretty sure that they said there was going to be, though, right?
Well, I think he's cast as like a minor character or something, but like he's a mocap actor, so like he could play anybody, you know?
Oh, damn. All right.
You know, because he's like Andy Serkis or whatever that guy is. He's like one of those. It's like him and Andy Serkis are like the two really famous ones for just being mocap actors.
Yeah.
But Joel Edgerton's back. I didn't know that until I saw this. So that's cool.
That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Hayden Christensen. Hopefully. I don't know how I feel about that.
Why can't they just... Do they really need to use Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader? Because we're not going to see his face. Like, what's the point?
I don't know.
Did the fans ask for this? Did we deserve this? What did we do wrong?
I think the only reason because it's not like they're even going to use his voice if he's in the suit. Like, they're probably still going to use James Earl Jones or somebody. Huh. That's an interesting fact I did not even think about.
But like, I mean, unless they do, like, I don't know, the last time Obi-Wan, like, are they just going to use him like burning like a overcooked chicken, like for memory facts? Like, I don't know what they're going to use him for.
Unless they're doing like flashbacks to the Clone Wars and stuff before he goes into the suit. Did they release like what time period it's going to be in? It's after.
No.
Is it after Revenge of the Sith or before?
So I think it's definitely before A New Hope, for sure.
Yeah.
Because Obi-Wan doesn't make it after that. But, like, spoilers, if you haven't seen Star Wars, and if you haven't, get your head out of your ass. But you know what I really hope they do? I hope they follow, maybe they do, like, a Clone Wars type thing, where in Rebels and in Clone Wars, you see, like, the battle of Darth Maul and Obi-Wan in the desert. Like, where Maul finally catches up to Obi-Wan and it's just like, what the fuck are you doing here? You running from something? Oh, wait, you're hiding this kid? What is this kid? What are you hiding here? And they have their final battle. Like, that would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is going to... Is just going to be him drinking fucking...
Blue tip milk
and playing cards with Jawas. Boo-dee-dee! And fucking, like, sand people? For an entire season? I have no idea. I don't know what he did there.
But that's what we're going to find out over the 6-episode run of this show. But they're probably just going to redo the lightsaber fight from A New Hope, but like not in A New Hope. You know what I mean? Like all the YouTube clips of it recut.
Oh, that reenactment of that lightsaber fight is so fucking good.
I mean, that's what the fans really want. So that's probably the whole point of the show, is to just redo their fight at the end. Have it just be that's one whole episode.
Because the lightsaber fights between Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen were legit good, because they actually sparred. Like there was no CGI, no real flips. Like when you watch Revenge of the Sith, like those were legit talent right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Ewan McGregor, he's shown that he's pumping the irons. He's got the muscles.
So they got him on that Marvel fast train too.
Got him on the Marvel thing, dude. So he's got to be like not old man Obi-Wan.
He's just proving it for all the middle-aged guys out there, me and you, that we can still do it. How old do you think?
I tell myself that every day.
He's probably older than us, though. Anyways, so that's Obi-Wan cast news. In other casting news, so Russell Crowe has apparently been cast in Thor Love and Thunder, the other Australian actor.
Yep. The other Australian actor.
I think they are shooting it in, isn't he news? Is he Kiwi or is he an Aussie?
No, he's Australian.
He is. I think they're actually shooting it in Australia because like Taika Waititi's, well, he's Kiwi, I think. But then. Mm-hmm.
He's Maori.
Yeah. And then, I think they're actually shooting it in Australia.
Damn.
There's another Australian tie-in too, besides Thor. I forget who it is though.
Isn't Thor himself Australian?
Yeah, there's another person though too, besides. Yeah. I can't think of his name.
So far, every movie that I've seen that's either shot in Australia or like based in Australia is pretty fucking good. I mean, we have Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mad Max Road Warrior. We have The Proposition.
I was just going to say that.
I wasn't forgetting. I was just trying to think of some other really cool Australian movies. But
what's that? That Mel Gibson war movie, Gallipoli. Isn't that in Australia?
Yep.
Gallipoli.
Also recently, what was... Wasn't Raised by Wolves shot in Australia?
Oh, hell no. Yeah. That's my favorite TV show going on right now, and I forgot about it. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That is a, that's a,
oh, yeah,
that's a fucking clutch show right there. If anyone hasn't seen that, don't listen to episode Raised by Wolves, because we're going to spoil the shit out of it for you, but go watch it. It is so good.
Yeah, big fan. They didn't release like what character he's gonna play, and I don't know if it was so much a fact that Russell Crowe is joining the cast or if it was just an internet rumor, but because they already have Christian Bale as the bad guy.
Oh, thank God. I hope he gets killed.
Yeah, Christian Bale, not Australian, but British.
Can I play Batman? No.
I just want to be the villain.
I need to be the bad guy. I'm gonna punch my mom in the face. No, you cannot.
I mean, hopefully Russell Crowe gets into shape too. Last time I saw him, man, he was
the last time I saw,
he could be a schlubby. What if he's Thor trainer? Because last time we saw Thor, he's still fat Thor. It's Russell Crowe.
We're gonna get you back in the shape, mate. We're gonna get you back in the shape. It's gonna be all right.
Just two schlubby guys.
Yeah, last I saw Russell Crowe, he was in he was in that cop movie with Ryan Gosling.
The other guys?
The other guys. And that movie was fucking hilarious. But like when I saw him, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is that Russell Crowe? It was kind of like when I saw Val Kilmer in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Bang.
You're like, that's
Batman? What happened? Yeah.
Batman. You were Batman. You were Top Gun.
You were Doc Holliday. Yeah. What happened to you, buddy?
So, yeah, I mean, when they show the IMDb, it's Fat Russell Crowe. No offense to you, Russell Crowe. If you're listening, Jesus Christ, get on your butt.
Russell Crowe is listening to the Pickle Fire podcast. We have made it, folks. And we opened the show with... We opened the show with a voicemail making fun of me, the one episode that Russell Crowe turns into. Damn it.
Damn, we did it, buddy. I do have some hot information on my favorite Stone Cold Steve Austin, but that's going to be later if you want.
Oh, okay. Because, speaking of fat guys, while we're on fat guys, George R.R. Martin.
What a fatty fats.
The author of The Song of Ice and Fire has signed a 5-year deal with HBO to make TV shows, and he's never, ever going to finish his books now.
Is he even going to make it? That's 5 years. He can't be doing that well. Like,
yeah, he's not a very healthy gentleman. Okay.
He was doing something with the creators of Dark Souls to make a video game. So, but throughout the rest of quarantine, what the fuck has he been doing?
He's 72 years young. Yeah, I don't. That's a good point. Well, I guess he's been working on all these like prequel series at HBO that they've been
just finished,
like the House of Dragon, because he's like an EP on all of them. He was in Game of Thrones too. Like, he was in the writers' rooms, like helping them go through these scripts. Hopefully not the last season of Game of Thrones. I hope he stepped out for that one.
He was just in the background, just like, put a Starbucks cup in the scene. Do it.
Or he was just like, you know what? That's not how I'm going to end it. So you should do that.
Go for it. That sounds great, you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect. Note to self.
Don't do that shit.
Make that happen. That's stupid. So, yeah, no, I mean, I know he's been working on video games. I know he's been working on the prequels, but I really just hope that he finishes the fucking books. Finish them. Like, if Stephen King can finish books, like, you can finish them.
I'm trying to, like, when did the Dance of Dragons was the last one to come out. And it came out, like, 10 years ago, right?
I was in Thailand when... Yeah, no, it's been like a while.
It's the fifth novel. And it was... Oh, 2011. So yeah, exactly. It'll be 10 years in July.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like... I think that's like par for the course. Because I think the first one like came out in the 80s. And they've been like 10 years in between them all.
Yeah. Also, a side note to everyone, if you're listening and you hear some like things in the background, I live next to a frog pond because I'm in fucking Maine and there's peepers. So apologize about the peeping in the background. You hear that.
We're just trying to set the mood here on a late Sunday night.
I can close
in backwoods Maine for
5 minutes.
do some dickering out here with the peepers. Tell you what, you shut your peepers for 5 minutes and we'll get you a bigger frog pond. Está bien.
Está bien.
Está bien. Yeah, we dickered down on them. They're getting a bigger frog pond now.
All I have to do is give them some used tires.
Oh, they would probably like that. That's how they rebuilt the coral reefs. I'm sure frogs can make homes out of tires too.
We do our best here over at... the Clark residence.
I mean, frogs have like arms and legs. They're little builders. They're basically beavers without a tail.
Yeah, I mean, basically they're just peeping the fuck. They're like, hey, you go over there. Hey, hey. I also got turkeys who are flaunting their feathers in the morning. Just like, hey, girl. Hey, you. I see you. You want fuck?
Spring is in the air.
Like, two female turkeys just like, Charles is back. Don't fucking pay attention to him. We don't care about that motherfucker.
I mean,
he's just like, yeah, you like this? You want this? I'll show you this. No, I'll try again tomorrow. Hit me up on Snapchat.
Slide into the DMs, girl. I'm with Charles on this one. I'm doing the same thing, you know, just try and I don't know. Just trying to peacock. So I worked on my man tan today, and now my face feels like it's on fire.
You're looking very nice.
just trying to get my dick wet. Spring's in the air. Pagan sex holidays are here. Whew. Anyways.
Back to it.
Speaking of fat guys, so Sylvester Stallone is also working on a prequel to the Rocky series.
Why?
I don't know. He's just fucking... If you count the Creed movies, which I think Ryan Coogler had more to do with than Sylvester Stallone, but he's got to have 15 of these motherfuckers out now.
8? Maybe?
I feel like... What, like...
Quarantine happened, and everyone's just saying, fuck it, we're just going to do prequels and sequels, and we don't give a fuck. There's no creative things anymore.
So, yeah.
Make it another Rocky! 5,000.
So, on that stupid HBO documentary thing I've been watching, they ended it by saying that, like, how, like, the 2000s on have all been, like, franchise films. So the only, like, non-franchise... How do I want to word this? The only, like, non-franchise movie that was the highest grosser of the year, does that make sense? Was American Sniper. That, like, Clint Eastwood movie back in the day with the guy you want to play Indiana Jones, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
All the rest of them were sequels, prequels, and for the highest grossers. That's why they keep doing it, because it makes them money. But, like, with the prequel to Rocky, like, Rocky is the prequel. Like, the first Rocky is, like, this guy training to become a boxer, and then he fights his first, like, big fight. Like, there's nothing before that. Like, what are you going to do? Like, him in high school? Like, is it going to be, like, Rocky going through math class?
I don't know how to do addition, but you hit me in the head enough times, then 2 + 2 = you're on the floor. Adrian, can I copy off your biology exam? I don't know. I don't know how to take AP bio.
Like, what's the prequel to Rocky?
Right? He was already young. Wasn't he in his, like, early 20s to teens when he fought in the first Rocky?
I thought so. I thought he was, like, a young kid trying to make his way in the world, right?
It's just him in the fucking ball sack fighting other sperms.
I want to be number one. Hey, Apollo.
Yeah, ghost. Don't worry about it.
I don't even know. And then, like, who do you think's gonna play Rocky? Or here's what I think: Sly, full on hubris, is gonna be like, "Give me that de-aging tech. I'll just do it myself." It's gonna be a fucking 70-year-old man playing Rocky in AP Bio. What do you think?
He tries drinking the raw eggs again and dies from E. coli.
Oh God. They have to shut down shooting for like 2 weeks because he has diarrhea from drinking raw eggs. 70-year-old man. How old is he?
We have cut down production. Is it COVID? No. No. He has the shits.
He has real bad E. coli. Good. Yeah.
It's bad.
So that's a thing.
Yeah, I guess that's cool. That's fun. I'm excited for that. I mean, he is playing King Shark in the Suicide Squad, so
way more excited for that than I am for a Rocky prequel.
I mean, yeah. So, wow. Okay, that's exciting. I didn't know about that actually. That's first for me. So,
yeah. So, speaking of really sexy guys.
Ooh, you got Tom Hardy coming.
Nope. But he is British. James Bond. Ooh. Daniel Craig.
Ooh.
So Netflix bought Knives Out, the sequels, the next two sequels, Knives Out 2 and 3, for $450 million. And both the writer and director, Rian Johnson, and Daniel Craig are coming back for the sequel and the third one. I forget, what's his character's name? The detective in Knives Out. Did you ever see Knives Out?
No. And I know I should have, but I didn't. Ooh. It was like Clue, right?
But like good. Like Clue but has, yeah, it's like more, I mean, it's more like that one Johnny Depp just did. Murder on the Orient Express, but like it's a whole genre, like the whodunit thing, but it's like a good take on it. It's not as jokey, or it's more serious, and like the ending, like the it's good. I don't want to give it away, but it's a good time.
Yeah, I know Josh kept telling me to watch it, and that was around the same time that you were telling me to watch something at the El Royale or something.
Oh, Bad Times at the El Royale.
Yep.
I like that movie too.
That was good.
I like both those movies.
Nice. Yeah, no, it's definitely on my queue to watch. I have actually been watching a lot of, I don't know if you've seen it, Chernobyl.
Mm.
I'm a little late to the game. That's.
Yeah, you're like 2-3 years later, but that's amazing. That show's amazing.
I've been reading a lot of books on Chernobyl lately, and then I found out now that I have HBO Max, there's a thing on it.
Yeah.
And holy shit.
Yeah, you watch that, and like the first 3 episodes, like you're just like, holy fuck, like they can't fuck this up any worse. And then you're like, holy fuck, they can't fuck it up any worse. And then you're like, nope, they did it. They fucked it up even worse somehow.
Not just that, it was like. Like, not just well written, but like it was accurately well written, and it was real. Like that shit happened, people.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I started watching it. My wife sat down and was like, oh, you're watching? I'm like, Chernobyl, I don't know how it's going to be. We literally got through the first episode, and I was like, oh my God. So
it's fucking amazing.
Episode number 2 next. I'll probably watch that tonight, maybe. Wow.
It gets
like
so...
absolute. I'm so excited to like, this has been, I've been excited since like Raised by Wolves to actually watch like another TV thing. It's so good.
But yeah, Chernobyl's great. You should watch Chernobyl, Knives Out, and Bad Times at the El Royale.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch the Bad Times of the El Royale and Knives Out. I mean, I'm in. Isn't Gina Davis? No, not Gina Davis.
There's a bunch of is the people lady
that's in it.
In Knives Out?
There's a lot of good.
Yeah, that's. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she's in it.
Short hair.
Yeah. She was in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she does the striptease, and like that was everything to me as a 13-year-old boy. True Lies.
Oh my God! So
what the fuck's her name?
Yeah, something Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis nailed
Jamie
it.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes,
she's in it.
Yeah,
she's an old lady now.
Yeah, I used to have a thing for her, and
dude, everybody did after True Lies.
Yeah, and Sigourney Weaver. When I saw Alien as a little kid, it did it for me.
Yeah, like that's the trifecta, and that, and then like the Princess Leia, like Slave Leia. Yeah,
Slave Leia.
But yeah, so Knives Out 2 and 3 is happening, and I think it'll be like a whole new mystery with that detective, written by Rian Johnson. So I don't think any of those characters are coming back. It'll probably be all new characters, but yeah, I feel like now that Netflix owns it, it'll be trash. Just because like Netflix, they do this, they buy like shows that have run like 7 seasons, and they're like, well, we'll buy the whole thing, and then we'll make an 8th and 9th shittier one, and we'll put it on there for everybody to stream.
I mean, they're spending a lot of money on it, so hopefully.
Yeah, almost half a billion dollars for 2 movies. I mean, that's about what movies cost, but
there you go.
Yeah, that's what's going on in Knives Out.
I'm ready. I'll watch it.
I mean, yeah, you should watch it. First one's great. It's got Captain America in it.
Does have Captain America in it.
It's got Captain America in a sweet ass sweater. And but yeah, last bit of movie news before we get into the exciting news of the week. So, did you watch the trailer for Space Jam 2?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
No, but I heard that there's a bunch of characters in it.
Yeah, it's basically, they kind of like did this whole different thing where like LeBron James gets sucked into like the Warner Brothers like algorithm, I think is what they're calling it. And Don Cheadle plays like the computer, but it's kind of, it makes it more like Ready Player One. Because like in the background is basically like Warner Brothers whole IP.
So it's got like the mask, Jack Nicholson's the Joker. It's got like a lot of characters. I saw that on the IGN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
It looks awesome. And like, yeah, so there's like one part where LeBron James is at a whiteboard and he's trying to come up with like his all-star cast or whatever, like to play the all-stars and the mobs. I forget.
The Monstars.
Yeah, well, there's something different in this. They're not the monster. Maybe they are the Monstars. But anyways, yeah, he's got like Superman, King Kong, Iron Giant, and the Iron Giant comes in at the end. So
wait, really?
If it's actually like Superman, King Kong, Iron Giant, LeBron James playing basketball against the fucking all Monstars, like... I'm all in for this movie. And yeah, like it's like Ready Player One where they just have like their whole fucking IP in the background. So yeah.
That's great.
I think it's going to be a good time. Dame Lillard's in it.
Another appearance in it?
God, I hope so. I hope so. Me too. I hope, well, on if Michael Jordan's got it too. I feel like he's got it.
Hopefully. I mean, I just watched the first one not so long ago and it was actually still pretty good.
Yeah. It's a good time, did right? The
whole fiction thing, and it was good. It was good. Oh.
But
so who's playing most of these characters in it? So there's LeBron James.
Yeah. Don Cheadle plays like the computer or whatever you want to call him, I guess.
Yeah.
And then on the like the Monstars is Dame Lillard. He plays basketball. He's really good at it.
Oh, yep. Didn't know that one.
There's two girls from the WNBA who I should know, but I forget their names right now, but they're both like pretty famous, in the WNBA. Yep. So that's cool. Inclusion's cool. Get some women in there. And, Anthony Davis, right? That's his name. The guy with the unibrow on the Lakers, his current teammate, you know,
you're on about. This one on your own, buddy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so that's who that's all I know for Cass. I think it's got his kids in it too, because that's who like gets not the one that's gonna play basketball. It's like the fat son, the non-athletic James is the one that gets him like sucked into the computer system.
There's a non-athletic James.
Yeah, he's got like glasses and he's a little pudgy, but like Bronny is the one that's in high school right now. That's LeBron James Jr.
Yeah.
And like LeBron's waiting to retire until his kid plays in the NBA so they can be on the same team. That would be the first ever like dad and son on the same NBA team.
Is that for real?
Yeah, he's really trying to do that. He's trying real hard to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Trying to do that?
Do you think what?
That's why Brady's sticking around so long.
Brady's still got like a fucking another 10 years before Benny can play in the NFL. Because it's different. And well, I think they just changed. Well, in the NBA, you have to be out of high school for 1 year before you're eligible for the NBA. In football, you have to be 3 years out of high school.
Unless you're LeBron James' kid.
No, I still think he's got to do it. Because like they just did this with the balls. LaMelo, I don't know which one's which. LaMelo Ball, fucking big baller brand. You know what I'm talking about? The balls really got you, huh? There's three brothers.
The Mellow Balls, the big balls.
I think LaMelo Ball is the one that's a rookie right now. But yeah, he had to wait. Because a lot of them, instead of going to college, they'll go to like New Zealand or Australia because they get paid. Yeah. They get paid money to play there. And then after they're eligible for the NBA, they'll I've been watching a whole lot of 30 for 30s, like I talked about before, and a lot of them are on college sports.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so fucked up. They need to pay those players.
Well, don't they give them like really fancy cars?
No, all of that's completely illegal. They're not allowed to even have a job outside of football because football is like what they're there for. They just get a scholarship.
And so how do they get like beer money?
Illegally. Like that's the whole problem is they end up doing fucking stupid ass illegal shit to like be a normal college kid to survive, to have food, to eat, basically. Like they can't even have like a Twitch page or like a YouTube channel. They can't make any money off their likeness, but the colleges make fucking billions of dollars off their likenesses. And like all these collegiate athletes are all fucking. Yeah, the NCAA keeps all that money.
But it's just a fucking video game.
Yeah, but the college kids don't get any of that money. It's really fucked up. You should look into it.
Well, if any of you college players are out there, I think the Pickle Pirate Podcast could sponsor you in some Twitch pages. What do you think? We might get sued, but I'm worth it.
I got one more sports hot take while we're kind of on the subject.
Yeah. Oh, I got some sports stuff too, and this is a first, so...
Okay, let me finish my... I guess we're transitioning to sports news. Woo-doo-doo, sports news! Yes! That's a sound effect. So,
it's in the hole! Wait, no, it's on fire!
He's heating up! He's heating up! It's, so, but you're like, because there's two girls in Space Jam 2. I mean, I've been thinking about this for a while. So like basketball in the 80s, 90s, like early 2000s was like really fucking aggressive and like charges and like all, there was really hard fouls. But now with like Steph Curry and James Harden and everybody shooting the three, it's everybody just shoots from like half court, Dame Lillard, speaking of. But and they don't foul as hard anymore.
Yeah.
I bet within the next 10 years, there'll be a girl in the NBA. What do you think about that? Definitely. Right?
I don't see why there isn't. Like, I don't know why there has to be a WNBA and an NBA. Like, they're just, put them together and, like, you would have super fucking teams. Like, I don't know.
All right, well, they can't do it right now. You've obviously never watched a WNBA game.
No. No, never.
No offense. But like, the girls are not good enough right now. There might be, but like within the next 10 years, there will be a girl that's good enough to be in the NBA. That's my hot take.
All right. I don't watch sports, so I'm all for everyone gets a free chance.
Yeah. But not right now, but definitely in the next 10 years. But it was going to be Kobe. It was going to be Kobe's daughter, but RIP.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is still a bummer. But, I mean, she probably could have done it, especially with Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, fucking pushing her and everything. He's a real competitive guy. I'm sure his daughter would have been a real competitive girl. And I could, it would have happened. That's my sports hot take. What do you didn't mean to end it on like Kobe sport. Dying in a helicopter death. I mean, let's change the subject real quick here.
No, this is gonna be a good transition because do you know where there is male and female cooperative play in a sport?
Oh, did you do Quidditch research?
I have actually done a lot of Quidditch research, and after our last podcast, I sat in bed and I was watching one of the Quidditch World Championships. It's awesome. I don't care who you are or what you want to play, but Jesus Christ. And the rules are really intense. There is some serious things. I didn't also know that, like, so we were joking, like, there's a guy who literally runs around as the snitch. They actually have that. So there's a guy, he has a sock stuffed down his ass crack that has a tennis ball in it. He runs around in a yellow outfit but can run anywhere. and the only two people that can catch him are the Seekers. And so usually the snitch is like someone beefed out, like really like rugby players type style dude. And the Seekers are just like, I'm going to get you so good. He'll fucking just face plant them like in the ground. And like, there's like, it's a mix between like rugby and football and soccer and all this stuff. And like, what I was more worried about was I watch these people running and they'll like sprint full on. They got to keep one hand on the stick in between their legs. And, you know, if they got the ball, it's a deflated volleyball that they use. And then the rest of them have bludgers, which are the dodgeballs. And like watching people tackle each other with sticks in between their legs, like with somebody that has DNS, I'm just worried about people squashing their nuts. I don't know. So, but I mean, so they have like the hoops and everything. And after, I think, 19 minutes, the Seekers can look for the snitch. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the snitch can like run through the fucking stands and like the crowd and then like has to keep in an area. And when it first started, they could run through like the area. So like Seekers would have to like legit try and find them. But now they keep it to after 19 minutes, the snitch comes on the field. The Seekers can come out on the field and they can start like, you know, trying to grab this tennis ball stuffed up his ass, which is pretty awesome. So. Yeah,
and they shut it down for COVID.
But male and female players, and you know, I'm seeing a lot of body checks to a lot of people that shouldn't be getting body checked. It's awesome. Big fan.
I thought the bludgers in like the books like were like sticks and they could fucking whack people with the sticks, but they're balls.
So
maybe I remember it wrong.
If you have the volleyball that's deflated. If you get hit by one of the dodge balls, you have to hold your broomstick up, drop the ball, and run back to your goalpost, touch it, and then you're back in the game. So like you'll be running, and so only certain people can hold the volleyballs, and only certain people can hold the dodge balls. So it's not just like a free for all, like everyone's grabbing fucking balls like a fucking porno. Like it's like certain people are designated to certain things. So there's still positions, yeah. There's everything. And you have your like your centers and your offense, your defense and everything like that. Just like in Quidditch. I don't know the technical terms for all the Quidditch ones, but.
Well, I think the volleyball is the quaffle. And then the dog. Yeah, I think that's the quaffle. And then. The beaters would be the defensive players. And they must be allowed to use the dodgeballs. But I thought I thought the beaters in the books just had like fucking sticks and they could just whack people that were holding the quaffle.
I thought it was like
I could be wrong. Ball
that knocks you off the stick, right?
They probably use balls instead of just like hitting people with sticks in like the Muggle Quidditch. But I think in the books they have like fucking like little like cricket bats that they like whack each other with to play defense.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
Isn't there a third ball though? No, maybe.
What's that?
Maybe that is how they do it in the books. Maybe I'm just wrong.
Yeah, because remember Harry gets hit with one of the balls and it breaks his arm and shit like that or something like that and knocks him off the broomstick.
Yeah, but somebody put a hex on the ball to make it do that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So anywho.
Maybe there's beaters and quaffles. And maybe I just read it wrong. Because you know, reading comprehension, not one of my strong suits.
Yeah, no, definitely check. I went really far into a rabbit hole looking at this whole Quidditch like competition. I watched an entire game. It was about 28 minutes. It was awesome. And so like you score a whole bunch of points and then if you get the snitch, it's an extra 5 and you win the game. So.
Well, 500, right?
No, just 5 points. So they changed it up a little bit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think if you got a goal, it was like 50 points or 100 points.
If you get a goal,
snitch was worth 500.
So, yeah. So in Muggle.
That's what made betting the over so much fun was because the scores were like 1,500 to like 1,800. And like, that's what I want to gamble on. That's the over I want to take.
So what they do in college, it's
like. Imagine like a 5,000 point over. Oh, my God. That would be the dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Continue. Yeah. Sorry.
So so in like college ones, I think it's like every goal is 5 or 6 points. And then once you get the snitch, you get like an extra 5 points, but you win the game. Depending on like how far you're in. So check out the rules. It's really intricate, and it was so cool. I liked watching it. In fact, I've been watching it every night.
We are a big Quidditch podcast until lacrosse starts for real.
Yeah, for real. Because we didn't get much. I mean, baseball started, but we're still trying to figure out how to stream fucking Red Sox baseball because NESN doesn't give us fucking New England sports.
That's wild. They just signed a new contract. It's LeBron James' fault.
We can't watch any fucking New England sports. All we want to do is watch Red Sox games at night, and like there's either a delay or a blackout, so you can't watch it. And it's impossible unless you want to pay fucking 60 fucking $5 for a streaming service.
It's LeBron James' fault. Which is
really?
Do you know he's like co-owner of the Red Sox now?
Oh, well, I'm going to write him a fantastic review right now.
Yeah, he's probably fucking with those distribution rights for baseball games.
Get ready for a Dr. D's review, motherfucker. Fuck
you, LeBron. Get a nasty email. Yeah, I think that's sports news.
That's my sports.
That's good. That's good. We'll keep everybody posted on Quidditch as we go. We got to find the top college in the nation, and that's who we're going to root for.
Is it Gonzaga? Right now I believe it's Texas. They're doing really well in Quidditch.
Bro, Texas can't be good at everything. Come on.
Dude, they won. Well, I guess it was like 2 years ago they won the championship.
Is this Texas A&M? This Longhorns? We going horns up, horns down?
There was a orange team and a black team.
Fuck, if it's orange, then that's horns up. But
yeah, it was the
orange. So horns up. Fuck, Texas is good at everything. Well, Baylor's in the finals for basketball.
How did your final bracket with the squeaky shoes go?
I pulled out all my money and I bought the bat wing. I didn't gamble at all this week on college basketball.
That's a smart idea.
I just bought a $200 Lego set. I'm virgin.
God damn it. Yes.
My mommy's still proud of me. My mommy's still proud. I guess that's sports news. Should we get sports news? You want to know what I watched this week?
What'd you watch this week?
Before we get to King Kong vs. Godzilla, I got a couple quick notes on shit I've watched. So on other things on HBO Max, there's a documentary right now. You eating cake?
I'm eating a brownie.
Oh, that looks fucking delicious.
It's pretty good. We have angel food cake too.
That's nice. I'm gonna go make pancakes after this podcast. I'm so hungry now. Anyways, on HBO Max, there's a doc.
I'm sorry.
No, keep eating. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's okay. I just smell it through the podcast screen. on HBO Max, there's a fucking wild ass documentary. It's probably the best documentary I've watched in a long time, but it makes no fucking sense and I don't know what it's about. It's about QAnon. It is awful. It goes basically though, it's more about like the whole history of internet trolling though, because it goes through like fucking 4chan and how 4chan turned into 8chan and how fucking Anonymous started and how Anonymous got warped into like the deep state somehow, and how fucking QAnon Steve Bannon, but it's not Steve Bannon, but it's actually just this really, really fucking weird Korean war vet who learned how to manipulate internet laws to start 8chan to have his own fucking far right news channel in Malaysia because he can use free speech rights in America, even though his website's from Malaysia, to get more porn into Japan. Yeah, it's fucking intense. And it's really, really good.
Our fucking country is so fucking dumb because people follow that exactly what you just said, which gave me a headache.
Oh, yeah, it gives me a headache. but it's really good. Because you're just like, this shit is so wild. Like, the whole internet is just fucking wild.
Yeah, but no, it is, because it's the fucking internet. You want to follow shit on the internet? Jesus Christ. Unless you listen to us, but... Yeah. No, I was selling beer to this one place, the brew shop. Tim, if you're listening, I hope you are, because he actually said he would be listening.
Good on you, Tim.
He told me to watch this, and I said, if I watch it, I'm just going to get angry. And I honestly don't think I can watch this, because I'm going to get fucking, like, furious.
See, that's what I thought, too. This shit. Yeah, but, like, the pure absurdity as it goes through the whole thing, it actually, like, makes it make sense, and, like, I'm at peace with it now. There's still two episodes left.
Don't say that.
It's just so, it's so clearly wrong, and they know, I don't know. You have to watch it, but, or don't.
Yeah, no, it's
I thought it would make me really angry, too, but it's actually really good. And there's still two episodes left because they're doing it weekly. I think they have the first four out right now, four or five. So there's might only be one episode left. It's really good though. It's a good time. It makes it like changed my whole perspective on the internet.
You're not a Q fan, are you?
No, I don't believe it at all. But
okay,
like,
there was a hot moment where I was like, I'm gonna click out.
No. No, not at all. That's the complete opposite. It's just like,
yeah. How people like see this and like, as how they consumed as it, like, it's insane. Like how people can get like gripped into this sort of shit.
But it's such bullshit. Like you should see the people that follow it. And you're like, oh yeah, that's exactly who I expected to start queuing on. And that's what I love about the documentary. And as a semi-professional internet troll myself, I'm kind of retired from the troll game. I haven't done it in a while since I lost my first Facebook page, but fucking love it. It's funny.
So it was kind of like me not wanting to watch. There was this Scientology documentary, like fucking batshit crazy. And I was like, I'm just going to get angry about it. And I watched it. I was like, I'm still angry about it, but it was, I'm not going to say fun. It was entertaining to watch. How it was interesting to watch how people could get sucked into this sort of thing. And it blew me away. Like, I just don't get it. Like, man, wow. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on, and the Q people, it just went from, I don't know. I haven't seen the documentary. I'll watch it. I don't know if I'll like it.
It's just like, it just seemed like it started as a stupid joke. And then this guy took it over to make money on his website, 8chan. And because they like
basically Scientology.
Yeah. But like an internet Scientology. And like, then it's like all these YouTube channels come out of it because they're all profiteering by getting like people to listen, review their YouTube channels. Then it becomes its own little like niche internet market where people. But none of them really believe in it. They just do it to get money. But like, I don't know. Basically, it just got, like,
too big.
But I don't know. That's just the QAnon part of it. It gets into like free speech laws because of like the fucking alt, like just fucking straight up Nazi shit that's on 8chan. Well, have you ever been on 4chan? I'd never been on 8chan, but I remember 4chan back in the day. Where
no, like, I've never been on any of that.
Oh. Well, you could see a lot of fucking disgusting shit on 4chan, and 8chan's even worse. And basically, this guy, like, it's fine. I don't want to get into that. It's a good documentary. We've gone too far down the rabbit hole.
Wow.
But yeah, it gets into like basically where Nazis hang out on the internet and like the guy. No, it's some fucking a Nazi fan page on 8chan where they can post whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, God.
And like the guy that created 8chan is actively trying to shut it down, but the guy that bought 8chan is trying to like run Q so that he can make money off this website that doesn't make any money, allegedly.
That people are just following this.
And it just, person. Yeah. And it just, yeah, makes a lot of hate.
Oh my God.
Just call it.
That's our country.
Just call it. Well, it's not, it's the whole world. Like it's on the internet. Like anybody can get to it.
Yeah.
Like like there's followers of Q like around the world is what they go into too. Like there's people in fucking Canada, who are like, yeah, Q's my guide here. How about that? This is the real Hoser. Yeah, there's
What?
Yeah, dude. People love this shit. Anyways, you should watch it. It's a good documentary.
All right, I'll watch it.
On a lighter note, have you ever watched Bram Stoker's Dracula from like 1992?
Yes, with fucking wasn't Johnny Depp in that?
Nah, it's Keanu Reeves is like Keanu the guy. Keanu Reeves was in it. Yeah, yeah. Renona Ryder plays a girl, and Gary Winona Oldman. Renona Ryder, yeah. My bad. And yeah, Gary Oldman plays Dracula.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
It's fucking so weird. It's basically softcore porn.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Did you ever play the video game Bram Stoker's Dracula?
No.
For SNES?
There's a video game that goes with this movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Does it have titties? Oh,
I wish. As a little kid, that would have been the best thing. But they would have been like 8-bit titties. So
I never discriminate a titty. I'll suck on an 8-bit titty. Listen,
A titty is a titty is a titty.
Yeah. Remember Tomb Raider titties, the like cone ones?
Oh man,
those are like 16-bit titties.
Those are the titties.
64-bit titties. Anyways,
Yeah, I haven't seen Bram Stoker's Dracula in a while.
It is bad. It is terrible. I fell asleep like a half hour into it, but it's got like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, oh, it's got to be good. This has got to be like a classic movie I missed somehow. And I was like, this movie is fucking the shittiest movie I think I've seen in a long time. And I just watched the Snyder Cut the weekend before.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
So you should watch it because it's hilarious. And like 15 minutes into the movie, like Renona Ryder is looking at the Karma Sutra with like her girlfriend who's about to get married, and like all these dudes come in and she's like trying them all out, and fucking Gary Oldman's being this weird vampire guy fucking trying to hit on her from across the... It's way different than the novel. That's all I gotta say.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of titties in it.
Is there Winona Ryder titties?
I think so. I fell asleep after like 45 minutes because it was bad, but wow. I think so. She was definitely making out with some chick. I woke up like in the middle of that scene. But yeah, there's like... Keanu Reeves like goes into the basement of the castle, and like these three fucking vampire ladies come out, and like
three vampire girls.
That's real softcore porn right there.
That's some
with Neo. Like Trinity's gonna be big man. Fucking John Wick. Yeah, they should actually when they get the Merovingian back, because the Merovingian's supposed to be a vampire anyways.
Yeah. They just use that one clip. We're like, wait, we've already... What are you... No. Okay. I'll eat the popcorn and watch this.
But it's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. So, like, wild. Wild-ass movie.
Wow.
Anyways, last thing. I watched this yesterday while I was putting my Batwing together. I watched the whole first season of Perry Mason on HBO. And it fits because it takes place during Easter. So it was very very topical, right? Very, relevant to this weekend. It's pretty good.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I've been watching Donnie's Dickering. So
I'll tell you what, Perry Mason, excellent dickerer. Excellent dickerer. Elite dickerer.
I like it. I like it.
Fucking nice. Elite dickerer. That's basically his whole job, but like for evidence. He just dicks for evidence. Just dicking around for evidence. Perry Mason.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I watched the whole season in a day. I don't think that's how it's intended. John Lithgow's in it. Didn't know he was still making movies.
Oh. Good on him.
Yeah, he's really old. Son. They all have really weird mustaches too, like the 1920s mustache, like borderline Hitler mustaches.
Oh, so not like my mustache I had last week.
No, because that, like, you know, they shave like the top of it a little bit and the bottom of it a little bit, so it's just like a little pencil mark. That thing, kind of like Steve Harvey, but no, Steve Harvey's, I don't know.
No, that artist who did like the wobbly art.
Oh yeah, Johnny, Robert Downey Jr.
Yep,
Kaplan.
He had one. He had one. Yep, he had one too. Yep,
when he played him in a movie.
Yes. Yes.
Kaplan.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So then.
A tiny mustache.
Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin. Got there. Charlie Chaplin. Oh, boy. United Artisans.
Wow.
We're just playing word association now.
I like this. This is good.
This is good radio. All right. Should we talk about the big event of the weekend?
Yes, but first, before we do this, can I take a piss?
Yes, I need more water too. My throat's getting dry.
Okay, we'll be back, folks.
Stay tuned, folks.
Here's another ad. Roll the ads.
Roll the ad. Hey guys, Pickle Pirate from Pickle Pirate Publishing here. Have you started a podcast yet? Everybody else has a podcast, so you should start yours today. I watched Godzilla vs. Kong, and I got to go to an IMAX theater to watch it.
I watched it on my couch, on my TV.
And I loved it. I don't know if it was because I was in a movie theater, and all they had to do to make me really happy was show some monsters fight on a screen, which they did. There were monsters fighting on a screen in a movie theater. I had popcorn. I had Twizzlers. I had a giant fucking gallon of Mountain Dew. And I had a ball. I had a ball.
I think that's why you enjoyed it.
You didn't like it? Like, not at all?
No, I'm not going to say I didn't like it. I enjoyed the monster fighting.
Monster fighting, A+.
A+, it was fucking cool. Like, for the monsters fighting, hands down, it was finally... It wasn't a monster movie where there was fighting either in a rain cloud, a thunderstorm cloud, or at night. We got to see monsters fighting in daytime. Godzilla, my main man, I don't care what anyone says, won this. Literally. I know it was a...
I don't even think you can dispute it. I mean, I think he won both the head-to-heads.
He dislocated Kong's shoulder and was like, I will literally stomp on your ass. Give up. And Kong was like, I'm gonna yell at ya. But yeah, I'm hurt. And Godzilla was like, cool, you're not the one I'm fighting. Later. And literally just walked. There was a moment where Godzilla, it shows his face and he laughs right before they fight. It was in Hong Kong. You can watch like Godzilla like do like I was like, oh, fuck off. What I didn't like, which was about 90% of the movie, were the humans. Again, it was dumb. I just couldn't stand the little trio of Millie Bobby Brown and that weird podcast dude and the kid from New Zealand. Didn't need to be in the movie at all. Not one bit.
So before we get too far into it, should we just do like a quick recap of like what happens here, the whole movie? I'll do it quick. I think I can do it quick. So it starts off with podcast guy. I forget his name, but it's the actor from Atlanta. So I really like him in Atlanta, so I wanted him to be all he could be in this movie. But I agree 100% that whole storyline needs to be cut out. But yes. So it starts off with him sneaking into Apex Laboratories or whatever, and Godzilla comes in, fucking first time Godzilla's been seen since King of the Monsters, and fucking blows up this facility. Podcast guy goes and does podcast things. Millie Bobby Brown listens to podcast things, somehow ends up taking this weird Australian kid. Does she like live in Australia now? Why is there an Australian?
New Zealand.
The guy from Deadpool, the fat mutant in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, and
that actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know where he comes from or why any of that storyline's relevant.
Hunt for the Wilder People. That was an awesome movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie. That's like Tika Waititi's first movie, right?
That's a fantastic movie. I recommend that like highly.
I gotta watch that movie. It's like that and like What We Do in the Shadows or whatever is like how Tika got started. Anyways, so they team up, they break into Apex Lab. Meanwhile, like Kong's got his whole facility built around him on Skull Island. Yeah. And there's this deaf girl from like the tribe on Skull Island that somehow got adopted by the scientist lady, and scientist lady is taking care of Kong, but they need a bigger habitat because they're like, you can't keep a giant King Kong in a fucking habitat, and he's chucking trees at it and stuff trying to break out. So then the owner of Apex goes to this guy who's got a hollow earth theory. That guy goes and says like, well, Kong can lead us to the hollow earth, but Apex guy needs it for the energy source. See, it already makes no sense. It's so convoluted for no reason. When all you need is...
You're like, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind them going to hollow earth. Makes sense. But like the whole Millie Bobby Brown thing, anyways. So yeah, so they're transporting Kong to try to follow him to hollow earth. And he's on his little boat, and for some reason, Godzilla can smell his fucking pheromones or fucking sweaty Kong balls dripping in the water. And he's like, gotta go alpha this motherfucker.
Well, because he's the last like Titan that he has to fight and be like, oh, we used to have ancient battles, like the original Godzilla and the original Kong. Mm-hmm. They used to fight back in the day. That was like the original King Kong versus Godzilla ones. And so he can like sense like, all right, I gotta fuck this one up, but I'm on my own mission, which we'll get into.
So that cool water battle where they jump like ship to ship and they fight underwater and everything. It's a good time.
Godzilla number one wins first round.
But I liked when he just picked up the airplane and fucking hucked it at him. That was cool.
It was a lot. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The pilot ejects. Good times. I had a great time. I had a great time. Because all I wanted was just to see monsters fight. That 10 minutes was a great time.
That was good.
King Kong, loses, gets fucking submits. And then so they fly him because the boat's broke. Because King fucking, they fucked everything up. Wiped out a whole fleet. So they get a bunch of helicopters, drag them to fucking Antarctica to get into the hollow earth. Meanwhile, the fucking storyline that should be cut out, they somehow take Elon Musk's underground train from fucking Pensacola, Florida. Why'd they pick Pensacola?
To Hong Kong.
And they do like the first test of Mechagodzilla, and that's where you find out that the reason they want to go to Hollow Earth is to find the power source to power Mechagodzilla. I know, because it doesn't make any sense, but we'll get to it. So that happens. They see the Skull Crushers come up, and Mechagodzilla lasts like 2 seconds in bed. I've been there. Hate to see it.
Because the dude's using telekinesis through the skull of Ghidorah? Like, what?
I just come fast sometimes. Come Kamala. Anyways. That's what she says, but I don't believe her. Anyways, so they fucking... That happens. Millie Bobby Brown, they should have died there in the fucking thing. But, King Kong hops through the hole, and they do the whole Space Odyssey part with the little ships. They hop in the little ships and they follow him through the, and like, I don't get why they needed him to show them the way. Like, all they had to do is go through the giant portal in the ground and then like go to the big shiny rock.
They already had the tube. Why did they need King Kong?
Well, I think they had because I was thinking about it after. I think they'd been through, but they couldn't find the power source. Because, you know, King Kong, like, leads them to that throne room thing once they get on the other side.
Yeah, with the Godzilla fucking thing that glows.
Well, that's, So the internet thinks that that's the world-eating serpent, and that's the next monster if they continue to do these movies.
World-eating serpent. They're really going to use the Greek mythologies?
It's an Ouroboros, Full Metal Alchemist, snake eating its own tail. But yeah, so yeah, King Kong leads him to his throne room where he finds his axe. But yeah, they do the Space Odyssey thing. You didn't like that?
Nope.
You didn't like it at all?
Nope.
I thought it was cool. Maybe, again, I was in a movie theater, had a great time.
So that's the thing. You were in an IMAX.
Yeah.
I was watching this movie expecting a Godzilla movie. And 90% of it is humans and King Kong, which I'm just like, cool. All right, there's King Kong scratching his ass when he wakes up. There's King Kong, cold as shit in Antarctica. There's King Kong jumping through a fucking tunnel and running through a double world sort of thing.
But
cool. Where's Godzilla?
So, yeah. So Godzilla goes to attack Hong Kong. That's where he was during this. He goes to attack Hong Kong, but can somehow sense, again, through pheromones or fucking King Kong's droopy ball sack, that he's got an axe and he's turned the power machine back on. So Godzilla just starts blasting a hole straight through the center of the earth, right into the throne room somehow, which is wild.
Right. Well, Tits McGee is taking the fucking sample of energy to power up Mechagodzilla. And I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, no. They take this sample out of the ground and then somehow they like beam it to the laboratory. I didn't get how that worked. They needed to know how to make the certain energy signature.
So they downloaded it?
Yeah, so they downloaded it.
Get Wi-Fi
at
the center of the earth to upload... Keep going.
Yeah, that part did not make any sense to me whatsoever. But when we get to the end, I got a good idea how to fix the movie. But anyways, it wakes up all the bats. The humans got to run away. King Kong jumps down the hole, he comes out the other side, and then gravity. I don't know how you can jump down a hole and then gravity works both ways at the end of the holes, but. That's like some Neil deGrasse Tyson shit we need to explain there. But somehow he jumps down the hole through the center of the roof and up to Hong Kong to fight Godzilla for the final battle.
Yep.
So they fight in Hong Kong and it's great. King Kong versus Godzilla, round two. Cool.
Here we go, round two. This is what I've been waiting almost hour and a half for. Keep going.
And it's fucking awesome because like King Kong's jumping and flinging off buildings. Godzilla's fucking ripping the whole town down. They're fucking karate chopping and axe swinging. And yeah. And
that's where King Kong wins round two. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying before, puts the foot on his chest and everything. And yeah.
This is where like King Kong like wins round two and he's just like, oh, Godzilla's fucked. And then there was another battle after that, like after everything's sort of calming down, because King Kong like wins the second round, but like Godzilla's gets knocked out by the fucking skull axe thing. And then that's where the dude in the ship's like, well, it looks like Kong won round two. And then like it starts with Mechagodzilla powering up and it's daytime and King Kong's like, I gotta take a fucking break. And Mechagodzilla comes. You're right.
Yeah, see, the only thing that separates it is that guy in the helicopter being like, well, it looks like King Kong wins round two. But there's no break between the two of them fighting. That's why I count it as one big fight and Godzilla wins.
Okay. We win. No, that's why. You're right.
It's just like him flying through the middle of the fight and saying like, well, I think he won round two. It's just because Godzilla's little owie at the time. But like he gets right back up and like goes back over and fights the monkey again and then he wins and puts his fucking foot on his chest and wins.
And basically it's just like give up. King Kong has a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah.
He gives up. And then Godzilla's just like, I'm not trying to fight you. I'm going for the real bad guy. So hold the fuck on.
You can't say that. Godzilla is the one that has blasted a fucking hole through the center of the earth to fight him. Like, he started it. Like,
No, because Godzilla
King Kong was just sitting on his throne with his new axe, like, yay, I found a home.
No, because Godzilla reacted the power source, which Godzilla was trying to stop for Apex of getting. So Godzilla somehow knew that they were getting the source. So he was just like, I got to stop them from getting that. Because the whole time Godzilla was trying to get Apex destroyed, because apparently Godzilla knows that they're creating Mechagodzilla, or he can sense the skull of Ghidorah.
Yeah, which I'm like,
what the fuck? So he was just like, oh shit, they found the power source that's down there. That's where I gotta blast my fucking nuclear blast. And then realizes, oh shit, there's an ape down there and he's coming up now. Now I gotta beat him up. And so then was like, all right, I'm done with you. I'm going over there now because that's where the source is. I'm gonna fuck that up because they're framing me. And tries to go fuck up Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, so Mechagodzilla shows up, and big three-way fight.
Not just before that, though. Mechagodzilla somehow gets his a sentient mind of his own.
Well, the skull, like, takes over, like, kills that Asian guy. I forget his name. That, like,
he's the son of the scientist. Guy from the Monsters.
He was? I wasn't sure if they were trying to make that connection or not.
Yeah,
he was that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but then the skull. And starts fucking up all of Hong Kong. And then, fucking King Kong wakes up, snaps his shoulder back into place.
Lethal weapon.
Yeah. And then fucking they tag team him.
Which was cool.
It was a good time.
That was cool. You know, Godzilla's getting his ass kicked. And then, he blasts some shit at that and makes it happen. And that's the thing. Both of them would have lost to Mechagodzilla, which is the outcome that Apex wanted, but together they can fuck it up. And then Godzilla basically is just like, hey, put down the fucking axe or else I'll fuck you up again. And Kong literally just like drops the axe and Godzilla's like, we're good? Bitch. Legit just goes in the water and is like
flipping him off as he floats in. That's King Kong versus Godzilla. I liked
it. And then they create a habitat for King Kong down in the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like King Kong's got downstairs, Godzilla's got upstairs.
Yep.
But I mean, both their homes have been destroyed by humans in King of the Monsters. They just fucking tossed 50 fucking newts in Atlantis.
And, fucking nuke Atlantis.
And King Kong was home for like 30 seconds before that shit got a nuclear blast in the middle of it.
Skull Island is still encapsulated. So, so that was that was very good. That was good. Like a big synopsis of Godzilla versus King Kong. Here's Dr. D's thing. Where do I begin? First off, you don't need Millie Bobby Brown in this movie. You don't need the guy with the podcast. It's all just
Tried to have him in as the comic relief, but those jokes it didn't work. I mean, I watched it in the theater. Not a single person laughed. There was other people in the theater and not a single one of the jokes landed.
No.
So I think what you do to fix it is you get rid of that storyline and then you can have more time with Godzilla, because Godzilla can just be like around the world trying to take out different Apex things. And you could use that to build to Mechagodzilla instead of them just like fucking unfurling the giant Mechagodzilla dick like halfway through the movie for no reason, where you could have him taking like Godzilla's taking out different stations. So you can continue to make him look like the bad guy. And that's why they're trying to have Kong find this underground thing to like.
And that's why I think they used the podcast guy to be like, well, this is what's happening. Apex, he's only attacking these things. Well, have him attack only Apex places instead of just that one place in the beginning. Like, make it so Godzilla's on a mission. Put more Godzilla footage of him like going to each Apex place and destroying these things. Second, weren't we just in King of the Monsters when there wasn't really that technology and Apex bullshit? Like, time really didn't pass that far. Did they have time to build those gigantic fucking tunnels to get from point A to point B in that short a span of time? We just lost Bryan Cranston in Godzilla 2014. Okay. There, it takes a long time to build a fucking railroad underneath the ground. Anywho.
Not if you have all that money, because somehow they built that giant goddamn robot Godzilla too in that time.
So we are spent with a lot of time with King Kong. He gets his ass kicked on the boat. How do you get that big of a monkey? He's an ape. Sorry, monkeys have tails. Apes. I've worked in an ape sanctuary. So they got him on a helicopter somehow when he's on a tanker in the middle of the ocean. How do you fuel those helicopters to get him from point A and get him on the ropes to get him on to fucking physics? It's stupid. Second, I didn't like
that's a physics point you're gonna make fun of in this movie, not the
yes,
not the jumping through the hole in the ceiling to get through the other.
I'm about to get there because I'm with you on that. Like, that makes no goddamn sense. Why jump up and go down? Like, what the? Oh, man. So, I'm just so upset that they've ruined so much of it with humans that didn't need to be there. The Millie Bobby Brown thing. Yeah. Cut all of that out. She really didn't need to be in the last one. Didn't need to be in this one.
Yeah, and then you have more time of monsters because it's just Godzilla fucking up more things. The other characters they need to get rid of is like the guy that runs Apex. There's like him and there's his daughter. Like that
Way to put
one character.
To put a James Bond villain in a monster movie.
Yeah, but they don't need to be there. Like that can be one character. It does, you like they don't need to be two separate ones. You could have them there on the ship. And then like you can establish him as the good guy, then make him like turn heel when they get to like the energy source and have him just like fuck off with the energy source to go plug it into Mechagodzilla and leave all the humans stranded there. I feel like that's a better than just like, I don't know.
Also, what happened to what's his face Lannister from the last movie who bought the giant skull from the people? Remember the bad guy in the last one? Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be in it. He wasn't in it at all. It was like he sold the skull and was like, fuck it.
Peace out.
Just going to peace out. So, you know, I get it that the skull of the Titan from before had psychic abilities to control all three heads. And that's why they use the skull to be able to use psychic control to use Mechagodzilla. Sure. Whatever. Give me more Godzilla and King Kong fighting because those scenes were so cool. Like the part where Godzilla like tries to do his atomic breath and Godzilla literally just King Kong just like elbows him in the head and like tries to do the fucking mouth pull thing. Mm-hmm. And Godzilla like blasts it again. Like that was so cool. You saw Godzilla like actually fighting. And it was badass, like his absolute power. He didn't have his atomic, like nuclear explosion energy like he did with Ghidorah. Like he literally was just like fisticuffs and with this giant monkey that apparently his ancestors knew how to build an axe from one of his scales multiple years ago, I guess.
Yeah, see, that's my third point. That's what I want to know more about. I don't like, instead of the humans, like make this about the monsters, like tell their backstory. Like how did fucking the Kongs come to build this fucking throne room? And how the fuck did Godzilla have Atlantis? And like fill in those, like tell the monster story. They're monster movies. Tell us about the monster, not about these stupid humans.
Well, in the old Godzilla movies, like in Godzilla 2014, in the very beginning, they find the old Godzilla skeleton underground. And that's where the mutos or whatever like started from. And that was because in one of the old Godzilla movies, one of the mutos actually like stabs Godzilla and like lays eggs inside of it. And like the Godzilla like dies and like, because there's like the babies inside of it and like bust out. So they use that like from the old movies in there. And that was fucking badass. Like there were multiple Godzillas. There wasn't just one. And like, yeah, you can, you know, talk about like other Kongs, other Godzillas, and like use that instead of all this human stuff. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I mean, the monster fighting was fucking tit. It's everything I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I wanted, was just to see monsters fight in a movie theater, and they fought in a movie theater. I think, yeah, again, like, it would be cooler to spend more time like underground with like more different monsters to have Kong fight to get to that throne room instead of like other human. And I get like the whole movie can't just be CGI, because then it's basically just an anime. But
the cool thing about
I want to watch that anime.
Yeah, but like the cool thing about like the Godzilla and Kong were like, even when it was just them, there was almost like a dialogue that wasn't spoken, but you could tell was between the two of them when they're fighting and like facing off with each other. Like, just like back the fuck up, and like Kong would be like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. Like, or like, okay, I fucking give up. Like, you win. Like, they can do that. But they just added these extra stories. Also, why the fuck is Apex's security so shitty if a podcaster and two kids can just break in to Apex facility? That'd be like if me and you got into the highest grade facility and we were just like, man, we're here.
If we broke into fucking Jeff Bezos' house, like, yeah, Pickle Pie Podcast in the house. What up, Jeff Bezos?
What's up? What's up, Elon Musk?
Can you take us to Mars real quick? Yeah. But yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, they just dump coffee on it. Like, come on, you know that console's waterproof. They just dump whiskey on it.
Exactly. Yeah. They put all that money into that system and fucking coffee. No, whiskey. The whiskey did it.
Yeah, the whiskey. So. Yeah. And plus, like, the skull's supposed to have telekinesis or whatever. Like, shouldn't even need.
Wouldn't even know that they're just
like Aquaman. Right into that mechanical.
But you could definitely tell it was definitely, because didn't the guys from the other monster fighting movie, Pacific Rim, they had some of this to do with it, right?
Oh, did they? I don't know.
Yeah, because the neon lights that they used, there was a lot of neon lighting that they used in this, which was fine. It was a lot. But so the producer or the directors, I'm not sure if it's producers or directors who did this, they're actually going to be doing a live action Thundercats movie and Face Off 2.
Oh shit. I thought they were just doing the Skull Island TV show for Netflix.
Nah, Thundercats is coming out, and who asked for that?
Dang, a live action one? They're not even doing an anime?
Guess so.
That's wild.
It's live action.
That's news to me.
Yeah, well, we got that coming.
So yeah.
But overall, like, yeah, I'll watch it again because it was fun, but it's going to be like King of the Monsters where I just kind of fast forward through all the human stuff and get to the monster fighting. The monster fighting was so cool. Like, yep. Godzilla kicked ass. And that's what I was really happy about. I was kind of on edge watching this, being like, you know, they make King Kong be so like the good guy and so humanized in a way that like watching him lose, everyone kind of feels bad and is like, oh, he's hurt. Godzilla gets stabbed in the leg by an axe and he's just like, you son of a bitch. Just like kicks the shit out of him because he's Godzilla. And it's kind of like, where did Godzilla go after that? Like, he just like floats off in the ocean. He's got no home. Like, I'm hoping, like, did Godzilla go back down to Middle Earth? I don't know.
Have to ask the hobbits.
Gotta ask the hobbits. But yeah, overall, I liked it. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great time. So
I wish I could see it in the movie theaters like you.
Yeah, definitely one of those you gotta see in the movie theaters. Yeah, because like when the spaceship comes up through that hole that Godzilla blasted through and like fucking flies through like both their mouths and like almost gets fucking hit by like 8 different things. Like, that probably sucked at home, but it was like really cool in IMAX.
Yeah.
That's us. Cause like you see him fly through and then like almost gets eaten by King Kong, and then he keeps rolling and almost gets eaten by Godzilla. And it was like a little roller coaster in there. It was a good time.
Yeah, you know what that reminded me of when you say roller coaster? It reminded me of just Universal Studios.
Yeah. That's
exactly how Universal Studios was, when it goes like almost through his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they did that intentionally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, yeah, Universal made them all. But yeah. Speaking of Universal, so the future of this whole thing. So I think it's Toho. Is that the production company from Japan that owns Godzilla?
Yeah.
So the rights to Godzilla lapse and it goes back to Toho after this movie. So Legendary would have to work out a new deal to get Godzilla back. They still have the rights to King Kong. So they can keep doing, that's why they're still doing the Skull Island. Because
yeah,
they still have the rights to King Kong and stuff. But to get Godzilla back, they'd have to make another deal with Toho. So this could be the last one they do. But they could work out some Spider-Man Marvel Cinematic Universe deal to keep them around, especially if it makes a bunch of money. But because it's like theater, I mean, I went and saw it in a theater. It wasn't packed by any means. There was 15 people there. But so yeah, I don't know what the box office is going to be.
Let me look. Yeah, there was the old Godzilla movie that was it's All Monsters Attack or something like that. I forgot the actual name of it. And literally they just get like all the monsters fighting each other. And that's the movie. Like there's some amazing Godzilla movies. Like, of course, people are going to say like Shin Godzilla is one of the greatest ones. It's okay. It's a really good one. Don't get me wrong. That was one of the better ones that you can have humans in it and it works. It's kind of like watching Chernobyl where the government's just like everything's okay and this like Godzilla is just evolving and evolving and evolving and finally turns into Godzilla and they're like, okay, shit's fucking wrong. There's Godzilla versus, oh my god, I forget the one where he first turns into nuclear Godzilla. That one's cool because he dies, but like his nuclear blast kills the monster, but also revives baby Godzilla and he becomes new Godzilla. And I just remember my last point that I want to give in this fucking movie of Godzilla versus King Kong. They revived King Kong with a spaceship blowing up on his chest.
It was an EMP blast. Or whatever, a little.
Sure, it was. And they just knew how to do that.
I mean, there's a lot wrong with this movie. It's giant fucking creatures fighting in the middle of the ocean. Yes. And everything.
Yes.
You got to suspend a certain amount of disbelief. The hole through the center of the earth is the most concerning to me.
Okay, see, I'm with from you on physics, that one.
Because wouldn't he get stuck in the middle of the tunnel? Because, like, he can't, because he can jump down, but then how does he come back out? Because it'll be like fucking Portal. He's going to be stuck in Portal, just like bouncing around until he's stuck in the middle somewhere. I don't get it.
Actually, I never thought about that until you actually said that. It was like, well, if you go up, won't you have to come down?
Yeah.
If you flush the toilet in Australia, which way does it go?
That's like, I feel like he would just be stuck in the middle, like, just like of that hole. Like, I guess, should have seen this coming. Yeah, just like sucking some zero gravity section of the, I don't know. I've still been trying to wrap my head around it. We got to email Neil deGrasse Tyson, get him on the podcast and be like, explain.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you want to come on to the Pickle Fire podcast, please email us. We'd love to have you on.
Open invitation. Any physicist that wants to come on and explain that to me.
You have some openings. We're a little booked right now with some special guests, but we can fit you in.
So yeah, that was King Kong versus Godzilla. It made $50 million at the box office.
Good for them, because you know what? Keep making these movies if you just get rid of the humans. I'm all for it. I love these monster movies. It was better than King of the Monsters. It was better than Godzilla 2014. So I liked it. I did like it.
So it's earned $99 million in 8 days in China and $50 million this weekend in America. So that's got to... Yeah, it nears in on $2.5 million worldwide. according to Forbes.
Better than the new Terminator.
So I think it's going to make its budget back even without, because I don't know how the HBO Max deal works out, but we'll see.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of, like with HBO Max, like however many people use other people's accounts, do they get it by per watch or do they get it per account? So
we get a penny every time somebody listens to our podcast.
Wait, so, seriously?
Yeah, we've made like 5 whole pennies.
Oh,
pretty cool.
We are so close to the Hogwarts Lego castle.
Oh, it's over there, dear.
Oh,
I already got one of them. Not the big one, just the 4 little ones.
Just that one. That's okay.
I gotta stop talking about my Legos. I'm never gonna get laid again.
No, because we need the Lego Quidditch set.
There is a Lego Quidditch set.
Shut up. No way.
Really? I gotta stop talking. Yeah, there's one. It's got like the little stands from the movie with the rings. Anyways.
Do they have a Lego Godzilla set?
I don't think so. Please hold. I don't think so.
I hope so.
They might have back in the day. I shouldn't talk about how much I go to the Lego page. Yeah, they do have one. I don't know. This looks just like a Photoshop. Yeah, this is totally a Photoshop. I mean, people have made them in their own like spare time, but I don't think Lego's made a Godzilla set.
That's okay. We'll deal with that.
Anyways.
Well,
I think that's the Pickle Pyre podcast for this week, though. Did we kill it?
I think so. We had a good time. I mean, I really enjoyed talking about Godzilla vs. King Kong. Godzilla 1. I'm pumped about that. Keep that going. We talked about some Quidditch, some basketball.
Bram Stoker's softcore porn.
Wow. I'm actually going to have to watch that. Give a little, see what happens.
It'll definitely get you ready to go, you know?
I'm in.
Yeah, it's something else. It's a trip.
I'm in, man. Yeah, no. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully you're still listening.
Yeah, thanks for checking it out. You can leave us a voicemail if you want to be critical of my fucking voice and my opinions on things. Or you can say nice things.
Yeah, you can say some nice things. That would be great. Thank you very much for the compliment. That was awesome.
It was from the Corn-Fed congregation. So that's the Corn-Fed podcast. So shout out to them. I don't know if I should give them a shout out after they told me to quit my semi-professional podcasting career.
Damn Corn-Fed Iowans.
God damn. Anyways, yeah, steak's really good in Iowa. I think lobsters are cockroaches of the ocean, and I don't like them.
Yep. I hate lobsters too. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yep. But yeah, if you have any questions, you can reach us on Facebook at Pickle Pyre Publishing, Instagram at Pickle Pyre Publishing. Click the link in our description to get a brownie or leave us a voicemail.
I will send you a brownie.
Don't play games with my heart right now. I gotta go make pancakes. It's getting late, though.
I know it is getting late. I'm sorry. I didn't eat any more brownies because I felt bad.
God damn it. All right. Until next week, I'm Pickle Pirate.
I'm Dr. D's.
We'll catch you kids next week.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Peace out. Hey friends, Pickle Pirate here, owner of Pickle Pirate Publishing. Please check out our website, picklepiratepublishing.com. Tell all your friends about it and subscribe to both of our podcasts, Pickle Pirate Podcast and The Epic of Three. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, tell your friends, and let us know what you think in the comments and review us and send me an email with any questions or concerns. Pickle Pirate at picklepiratepublishing.com. Enjoy the show.